I'm Jill Dittmeyer, and you're listening to Curious Mix. Esports, or electronic sports, are multiplayer video games played competitively by professional gamers. Spectators watch the games, and it's become so popular that the NBA is putting together a league of its own. Curious Mix contributor Lauren Chapman tells us why the Indiana Pacers are one of the teams taking part in the first season.
In the last two decades, professional video gaming has grown into a billion-dollar industry. Now hundreds of millions of people watch other people play video games online.
When 36 million people are watching League of Legends Championship Series, that's more people that watch the Academy Awards and Major League Baseball World Series combined. So the numbers do the talking.
Kelly Kruskoff is the president of the newly launched Pacers Gaming. They're one of 17 teams involved in the NBA's NBA 2K League. She says esports will draw in a younger generation of fans.
And so then maybe there's some esports fan out there that's starting to watch Pacers gaming that's now interested in the Indiana Pacers.
To find that new audience, the league recruited players from all around the world.
And the slam dunk by Russell.
To play as digital versions of the real-life teams. The Pacers recruited six players, including 22-year-old Bryant Colon. He plays under the gamer tag Wolf74.
The simplest way to explain the 2K League is it's basketball played in the virtual world. So if you enjoy the game of basketball, you'll enjoy watching the 2K League because it's the same concept, you know, nothing different.
He moved from Brooklyn to Indianapolis to train with his five teammates and represent the Indiana Pacers in the league.
I work and I do something I love every day, so I don't consider this at work. I mean, I'm getting paid for it, but, you know, just coming in every day and playing the game and hanging out with my teammates is like, it's a dream come true, you know. It's amazing.
Each of the Pacers gaming players gets a base salary, up to $35,000 with benefits and housing. There's also prize money from tournaments up for grabs. And for the people rolling their eyes and saying this is just a video game, Pacers gaming coach Cody Parent says, no, these are athletes.
These guys are here 4 or 5 hours later than after practice. So they live and breathe video games and just love being together. So it's special.
They practice daily at the Pacers training facility. Here they are in April, 5 in a row, sitting in chairs, headphones on, controllers in hands, running drills in the video game.
All right, let's go. First play. What is it, Wolf?
And once a week, each team of gamers travels to a neutral studio to play NBA 2K in person for viewers on the streaming platform Twitch, which is like YouTube, but for video games.
Wolf on the break, 4-on-3, and they foul.
That's just excellent recovery there.
Pacers gaming president Kelly Kruskoff says it will look familiar to many basketball fans.
There's a whole new generation of fans that follow esports, and I think the great thing about the NBA game is that it's basketball. So if you're on Twitch or you're just looking, you know, you're just watching a competitive video game, when you come to an NBA 2K game, you're going to know what you're watching because it's basketball.
The league hasn't been a raging success out of the gate. Industry watchers say the viewership has dropped off since the launch of the league. That could be a problem, especially since the league makes money through sponsorship deals and merchandise, both of which require a robust audience. But NBA 2K managing director Brendan Donahue says he's not worried about those numbers yet.
You know, we were keeping an eye on the esports landscape over the last several years. And what happened was it was exploding, quite honestly. I mean, it was over the last 3 years, it's doubled in size. You know, anybody who looks at this from the outside can tell you that it's likely to expect it to double in size again in the next couple of years.
The NBA is targeting that growing audience. Traditional sports viewership in the U.S. is aging. The NFL's average viewer is 50. The NBA, 42. The average esports viewer is 28 years old, an age highly coveted by advertisers. Pacers gaming Kelly Kruskoff says that's why the team jumped at the opportunity to be a part of the league's first season.
You know, they're already in the space where we're trying to be. We're just going to do it through the NBA 2K game.
Pacers with a timeout. Let's listen in on the team from Indiana.
For Curious Mix, I'm Lauren Chapman.